This episode of Irritable Dad Syndrome was previously recorded in a basement somewhere in Ohio. Please listen responsibly.
I am.
No, we're not.
I am. You don't know what I'm going to say.
But no, you said you have all kinds of shit to talk about.
So. I just wanted to end the conversation.
Okay, then we're going to, this will be a 10-minute episode.
Shoot, the last time Dave Lay was here, we didn't have anything to talk about.
And well, that's, yeah, we got to Rhode Island.
We did two episodes.
We got cranberries, yeah. But I do have some funny. Oh. And I won't offend anyone.
I was going to say, you're not going Louis C.K.
No, right. I'm not doing that. I'm just, no.
Scary movies? I've seen Ghostbusters like 7 times. So yeah, I'm pretty much not afraid of anything.
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome, the 200th episode. Here are your hosts, Mike and Darren.
Hey, I'm Darren.
I am Mike.
How's it going, everybody? We have Dave Lay in the studio with us for this very special episode, our 200th episode.
200th episode. And you just did the thing that Steve Martin said not to do. You asked everybody how they are. A, you don't care. And B, they can't answer you.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's well, okay. How are you guys doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, Dave.
I just broke wind.
So you're happy.
So we have tons of stuff to talk about tonight.
Okay, yes.
First off, if you're new to the show, this is a comedy podcast. This is Cincinnati's comedy podcast.
Yes.
We don't discuss religion.
No.
We don't discuss politics.
No.
We try to keep things light. I mean,
we don't go controversial.
We do go there every once in a while, but in a comedic view.
And
we like to, you know, let people know what we're talking about when we start the show.
Yes.
Tonight I'm going to talk about I'm started reading the Bible.
What?
And I want to talk about politics.
Okay. Yeah. And we're going to talk about the eclipse.
Yeah, eclipse.
Here in Cincinnati we had a total solar eclipse.
Yeah, the thing in the sky, not a car.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Not the drink and not the chewing gum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or the Mitsubishi problem.
Or the Mitsubishi eclipse. We're not going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we had a total solar eclipse.
Like right there in our backyard.
Yeah, it was badass. It was really, really cool.
There were jackholes that drove hundreds of miles to come to Ohio, Dave. To come to Ohio, to come here to get some skyline and stand in some jackass's yard, probably paying $200 to park in
his driveway.
While everybody's staring at him, drinking their Bush beer.
Yeah.
To watch this thing for like two minutes. He probably sold them glasses for $1,000 each because nobody thought ahead to buy those.
Right.
And then they drove their sorry asses home, getting pulled over because they were drinking Bush beer and eating Skyline.
Uh-huh.
Dumb sons of bitches.
Tell me how you really feel,
I'm just saying. It was wonderful for it to be like in the backyard. Like
it was.
And Andrew was excited about that because we were like, it's right out there. We don't have to drive anywhere.
Yes.
We don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
There's podunk hotels just north of us, next to the Trader's World, or like I like to call other Proctorville.
Yeah.
And there were hotels around there selling rooms for $600 and $700 a night.
What?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you get bed bugs, and you get a front row seat of 3 minutes of the end of the world.
Uh-huh.
And then everything
comes
back.
Low, low price.
Low, low price.
By the way, please get your vaccine after leaving, and thank you for visiting Ohio.
But I timed the Dark Side of the Moon. I did the thing. Mm-hmm. I did the math and figured out to get the song.
So you played Brain Damage and then Eclipse.
No. Well, the whole album.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You did the whole album. Okay.
You start at 43 minutes and 20-something seconds, 41 minutes and 53 seconds before totality.
Okay. Yeah.
And right when they say, and the sun is eclipsed by the moon,
boom.
And it timed perfectly.
And then
I was the only one that heard that.
Did you record this?
No.
Oh, man.
Well, Bess may actually have. She was taking video of the whole thing. Right.
Now, I timed The Wizard of Oz at the same time as the eclipse.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the eclipse hits when the monkeys fly?
You remember years ago where they were talking about how The Wizard of Oz syncs up? I'm like, how many other album movies did they try this with? Like Appetite for Destruction and Pee Wee's Big Adventure? No, this doesn't work. Let's try Back in Black and Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
This doesn't work.
I think Gojira and The Notebook works pretty well from what I've heard.
How do you not try to make that work? Yeah.
Gojira and The Notebook.
So
nice.
Did you notice any weird animal activity?
I did not.
Like werewolves.
I did not. Both of my kids were acting weird, but they're 19 and 15, and that's what they do.
We were checking our dogs for weird behavior, but how could you tell?
Yeah.
We couldn't tell what was going on.
Yeah. So, yeah. Dave, where were you for the eclipse?
I was pretty much in my driveway.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
The wife mm-hmm. and the dog that couldn't keep his glasses on.
What's the dog's name?
Rocky.
Rocky.
He's a boxer.
Okay. I see what you, yeah.
I thought it was going to be more profound than it was. It's kind of cool and then now it's back to normal.
Well, now, did you have totality where you were?
No.
Because you're in Lebanon.
Milford.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
But it was cool. Here's the cool part about that entire thing is the mania that happens around it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And lots of our neighbors were setting up lawn chairs.
Yeah.
For no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Except for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool.
Well, what I thought was wild was after everything was done and the eclipse, the moon passed, there were sirens going off. All around. I don't know if people, I have no idea. I don't know if people were like trying to watch it while driving and crashing into each other or what, but there were sirens all over our neighborhood.
I'll bet you the siren guy said, watch this.
So we had the eclipse in, was it 2017? Was the last time? It was like 90% or something like that.
Yep.
And of course, all the weirdos that drove out to Arizona to see the totality were putting on Facebook, totality is nothing like the 90. You guys missed it, and you're all going to die.
Yeah.
Unfulfilled and all this stuff. And then this hit, so then we were excited that the totality would be in our yard.
Yeah.
And I will say that when the last little vestige went away and we took off the glasses and looked, it was like, that looks very eerie and cool.
It
was
does.
Very strange.
Yeah.
I read a story, and I know the keyboard warriors that listen to the show, people who listen to the show don't type, but they're thinking.
Well, so you're talking about Chris Hughes.
He writes with a crayon.
But there was a battle
with
that was
bad spelling.
Yeah. Apparently there was a battle. I don't know if you know what the battle is or it was, but way back in the day, back before people knew what eclipses were, before they knew that we were on a globe floating through space, any of that stuff.
Yeah.
There was a battle happening and an eclipse hit. So I knew this story before the eclipse. I'm like, I'm going to know how I would react if I were actively fighting people and suddenly everything got cold and dark and it looked like there was a hole punched in the sky.
Yeah, you would assume
it's pretty terrifying.
Yeah. Gods are angry with you.
But apparently the battle ended and everybody just kind of stopped killing each other.
They were like, hey, what happened?
And they just decided to go home. And it was the end of the battle. It's the first recorded event of history being changed because of a celestial.
I've never heard that.
It was way back in the, we're not a history podcast.
Right. No, we're not.
Back in 1973, I think it was.
It was in the 70s.
But I thought, you know,
Carter was president.
You know, if I were a Neanderthal from Rhode Island. It just voted for Carter.
Wait, hold it. A Neanderthal from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Okay. And I just voted for Carter and filled up my tank all with the Rhode $300. Islanders. And then I'm fighting whoever they would fight. What, Delaware is the only state that they could possibly challenge?
I would think so.
Delaware.
Who would win? Yeah. Rhode Island or Delaware?
Rhode Island, because they feel like they have more to prove.
Well, and there's cranberries.
In the cranberries.
And there it goes.
They could survive a siege for years with cranberries.
Yeah. Right.
They would fight for everything. But then they would see that big hole in the sky and say, maybe we don't fight anymore. Yeah. Maybe we just have some cranberries.
No, we were talking about that. Mom came over, and then Chris Michael and his wife, Mary, came over and watched the eclipse or the eclipse, as some of my friends from Tennessee call it. Okay. Did you watch the eclipse?
Eclipse.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you see the coming of Ragnarok?
We were talking about, it's like, what would a caveman or one of the pioneers or something?
Yeah.
You're out there just, farming. You're like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't have anybody, NASA, tell them that the moon was going to cross the sun.
Yeah.
They must have thought it was the end of the world.
And I don't know about you, but when I poop, it lasts more than 4 minutes often if I care about cleaning myself up and going back out into society.
Are you throwing down?
I'm just saying, not yet. All right. But I would be the guy. I would be the caveman that goes off in the bushes to let fly.
Right.
And then the eclipse happens and everybody else is ooga, 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 booga, whatever they say, and you're bouncing around. And I'm like, I can't wait, looking for leaves.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Mike Odell said the word poop.
Yes. Yeah.
And now the announcer can't contain himself.
Because the announcer is 4 years old.
But, yeah. Well, no, I'm up to six.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But all in all, as far as celestial events that involve the sun and the moon, I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty cool. As far as celestial events, when Libby and I were in Australia for our honeymoon, we saw the Southern Cross. And we got to see a lot of the other constellations that you don't get to see henceforth, on this part of the world. Yeah,
the fisherman's chum bucket. The
That one, yes.
The dropped, the lower testicle.
Yes, yes.
So this isn't a SpongeBob episode.
No.
Okay.
But and that was pretty cool.
There's another one happening tomorrow night. So if you have binoculars, and I know you do because I hear these stories about the neighbors all the time.
Right.
Take your binoculars out at just after sunset. Look for the moon.
Yeah.
And then Jupiter. And then right just over here, you've got the moon up here. This is this is audio perfect podcast, for an audio podcast.
It's over here, guys.
It's the moon here, and you got Jupiter here. Right there is the Demon Comet. Have you heard of the Demon Comet? But apparently there's a classification of comet.
Okay.
They ran out of cool words, so we'll call that the Demon Comet.
That does sound
cool. So from what I read on the interwebs on this sheet, this page, and I have I don't care about what I'm reading, and I don't care about reporting accurately. So take this with a grain of salt.
We've never claimed to be accurate.
But from that muddledness, apparently a demon comet is a comet that just comes into our solar system.
Pillages the fields. Yeah,
for a few months and then zooms right back out.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be here through July or so. But during that time, it'll be so close to the sun, you won't be able to see it. My favorite thing is there was a little computer CGI image of what it would look like.
Yeah.
And it was like this green, looked like something out of Ghostbusters. It looked like when they caught Slimer in the trap, right? How he looked going in there.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom it said, "We're not exactly sure what this looks like. This is an artist rendition." Then why did you show it?
Are you going to set up the lawn chairs in the driveway like everybody else?
No. But we do have celestial binoculars, which are the most nerdy looking things you've ever seen, if you've seen them. Yeah. They're about that long. I mean, you could hold them with your hands, but you look like an idiot.
Right.
And
when have you ever worried about that?
Never.
Okay.
But we bought them to take on our trip out west. And then I think I got them out one night that whole time we were there. And the rest of the time we were just using the regular camera.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm going to set those up on the tripod, set that thing up and try to see if we can see it.
The demon comet.
The demon comet.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just interested in what a demon comet looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to Irritable Dad Syndrome, Cincinnati's comedy podcast.
That is without question the funniest story I've ever heard.
Dave, how you been?
I've been okay.
Yeah, what's been going on?
That is same old, really.
Yeah. Yeah. This is our 200th episode, and I wanted you to be in the studio with us because I absolutely love your portion, what you contribute to this podcast.
I wanted
to personally thank you.
Well, yeah. Of course, Darren, but you know, we've been friends for a long time.
We've been friends for a very long time.
Yep. Yep.
16 years now, probably, wouldn't you think? Well, since before Cameron was born, so yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And you fired me.
And I fired you.
So yeah, Dave and I, we've been friends for a long time. We used to work together. We did corporate video production together, and that was a lot of fun. Dave, your birthday is one day before my birthday.
That's correct.
And so we have a lot in common.
And I'm a 68 model. You're a
71.
You're 71.
I was born in 1970.
Okay. Yeah, you rolled off the line.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, and as soon as we, you know, Mike and I decided to do this podcast, I said, I know exactly what we can do.
I know a guy. He was smart enough to fire me. This guy knows what he's doing.
And I said,
he laughs at poop jokes.
Yeah, I've got exactly what we need. I told Mike, I said, hang on. And then I got you to record some audio, and Mike instantly was a fan of you as well. So again, thank you for everything you do for this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, as it relates to Mike Hughes, how's he doing?
Mike Hughes or Chris Hughes?
Chris Hughes.
Chris Hughes is fine. I mean, as fine as Chris Hughes can be. I mean, you know, yeah. He's coming up in July. He's coming up to Cincinnati. Well,
didn't he come up here before? And I didn't know he was coming.
Well, you did know because we went to dinner and he paid for your dinner.
Well, yeah. But I mean, that was when he proposed. Right. But I
Dave,
thought
are you having fun? Chris is here.
Well, Mike said the word poop. And now I'm all. But is he coming up really?
Yeah, he's coming up in July.
I owe that guy dinner.
He and Lisa are coming up. They're going to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And
then they're going to say, this really sucks. We're out of here. Maybe. Are you going to have them here on the show?
I think so.
Yeah, I think we could not have them on. Yeah. I mean, we need to have them on.
Yeah. So, I agree. I'll have to have you come by and we'll say hi to them.
I'd love nothing more. That'd be great.
But yeah.
We're thinking of just bringing them on the show, having them sit here, we'll get everything situated. And then we'll start the stream and then we'll leave.
We just leave.
We'll say, we'll be right back.
It's the Chris
and then
Lisa
we'll go
show.
Watch the stream at the neighbor's house and see how long it takes them to just go away.
Yeah.
See what they talk about during
all
that
right.
time.
But that reminds me, I would like to thank all of our patrons who contribute to this podcast, who keep us afloat. Honest to God, seriously, thank you.
And there's bonus stuff on there now.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Good Lord, if you start now, it's.
I mean, seriously.
There's a lot.
And there may be people who are sick of hearing this, but I need it to be known. Now really is the best time to be a patron because there is so much bonus audio out there. It's sick.
Yeah, we don't want you to get sick of us, though.
I mean, no.
Just take it in small doses.
Yes.
Regularly. Exactly.
Yes.
Every week.
With a friend. And a loved one.
Yeah.
And cut.
Hello, everybody. Greg here, a longtime patron of the Irritable Dad Syndrome, although quite frankly, I'm not sure why. I wanted to take this opportunity to congratulate Darren and Mike on their 20th episode. What? Not 20? Add a zero? It's 200? They've been doing 200 of these things? Man, I've got some catching up to do. Anyway, guys, congratulations on your 200th episode of the Irritable Dad Syndrome. I hope to hear at least, 200 more.
So, Dave,
yes,
do you ever listen to an episode and hear something that you've cut that you forgot that you cut and then laugh like,
well, yeah,
that turned out funny?
But typically, it's like, that sounds like garbage. I gotta get a new microphone. That's what it is.
Are you critical of yourself?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think I
talked to you about this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got to get past that. I am past that at this point. I'm like,
why does Darren sound better than me? And I've got one of these. that's what it comes down to.
I got fearful of the podcast for a while there. When Darren started editing alone, I got scared of the podcast because I know from editing this how much stupid I say that I have to cut out. And I'll be listening and I'll be like, I can't believe I just said that. I'm going to cut that whole sentence out. And I did it a little bit to Darren, but not so much because I don't care that much. No, I do. If Darren doesn't sound good, then the show doesn't sound good. If I don't sound good, the show doesn't sound good.
Right.
So I was terrified to listen to it, and then I came back to it after a few months of just not listening to it, and I found myself, I didn't remember any of this, and I was laughing myself silly.
Yeah.
The AMC, I did an AMC promo like 2 years ago, and I just, what? Really? Oh, that's good.
And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this because I just started mowing season has started, so my podcast listening is up, and I listen
that's
to
right.
not the latest episode, but the next two latest.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually forgot that it was us.
Uh huh.
I literally forgot, and I was listening to you say something, and I thought to myself, and this might be a sign of early warning sign of dementia. I thought to myself, oh, the other guy needs to say this. And then I said it. And I'm like, I'm so in tune with it. I was like, I'm so in tune with these guys. And then the cognizant part of my brain, the lucid part of my brain came in and said, you dumbass, that is you.
Well, I enjoy listening to my own podcast, and that may sound vain.
It's
but
fun.
I enjoy it.
Do you still listen to it every time you do it?
Sure, I do.
That's my mom.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell
you your
mom. You want to put her on the show?
Should I? I don't know what to do.
We can. It'd be good for the patrons.
Hi, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, honey. Hey, listen, what does it mean when you're leaking coolant?
I think. It's the top of the radiator.
Top of it?
Yes. I think your radiator's gone bad, and it's due.
Wait a minute. Say that louder.
I think you need a new radiator, and that's an easy fix. I can take care of that.
Oh, honey. Really? How can you take care of it?
Well, I did Emma's Subaru radiator, so it's no big deal.
What did you do? Go to a junkyard and get it?
No, you get a new one. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Mom, I got to tell you, right now you're being broadcasted live on a podcast.
No, I'll let you go.
No, Mom.
No. Hi, Dave's mom.
Yeah, this is great.
Amazing. Okay.
No, Ma, don't. Please don't hang up.
No.
We want to hear more about the coolant.
Yeah.
But how did you first determine that you had a coolant leak?
Well, because when we arrived back today and you said, oh, that's coolant. And I thought, okay. So I backed out and sure enough, there was another little puddle because I cleaned up the previous one.
Where were you coming? Did you go to one of these people's yards in Ohio to watch the eclipse and pay $200 to park there and eat Skyline?
I experienced it in my car.
There you go.
Wonderful.
That's good.
So let me ask you a question. When did Dave develop his deep, robust, sexy voice?
Oh, my goodness. He was born with it.
Yeah.
Not 12. Dad has the same thing. Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
59 years, and he's the love of my life.
Oh, that's so adorable.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is when there are keepers. Yeah. You have to search for them, though, and find the truth.
It'd be easier to have this podcast right now with Dave if he'd put his pants back on.
Mike, you're not. That's his mom, for goodness sakes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you start hanging out at strip joints, this is what's going to happen.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
What's his name? Just tell him I said hello.
Oh, this is Mike.
Yeah, I'm Mike.
Glad to meet you.
And this is Darren.
And I'm Darren.
Yeah.
Your son fired me years ago, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Dave and I used to work together at DSC.
And I fired him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you fired him?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I got to go in. Take care. Have a good time. I love you all.
All right, Mom. You're looking at about $150. It's no big deal.
Okay. We can do that.
All right. Talk to you soon.
I love you, honey.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, that was so adorable. That was,
okay, so
that was amazing.
Is that getting cut or is that
No.
That's the episode right there.
That's absolutely going in.
That's what she said.
About Subaru radiators.
Is okay. Well. It was so sweet.
Have you heard our show? That's gold. We literally have a Dave's mom moment.
55 years old and she still calls you honey.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
No, she's
that is adorable. 70
something.
No, but you're 55.
I'm 55.
Yeah.
Right.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe I should call my mom.
You know, Mother's Day's coming up.
I know.
Oh,
that
is
hey.
It?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's the idea.
When is it? When's Mother's Day?
It's the 14th of May.
Okay, I got time. I got time.
Well, my birthday is May 8th.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my birthday's on the 10th.
Bono's birthday is
June
on the 10th.
Oh. But yeah.
Hi, this is Lisa Hughes. I'd like to congratulate Darren, Mike, and Dave on 200 episodes of Irritable Dad Syndrome. And by the way, Chris is now banned from the bedroom.
Let's get back to the comedy.
Okay.
I started reading the Bible. So, listen.
Now, there's some comedy.
I made a, what do you call that? I'm not good for New Year's resolutions. And Darren's giving me the old eyeball here. Where are we going?
It's the lazy eye.
200 episodes. Okay. I made a goal to read a book a month this year. Now, I'm ahead of the game. I've read Salem's Lot. I've read some book by this guy that's a show, and I can't even remember the name of it. Jack Reacher, the first Jack Reacher novel.
Okay.
I've read Carrie by Stephen King.
Okay.
I enjoy Stephen King.
Yeah.
And I've read Dune 1.
Okay.
So that's four books.
That's pretty good.
And we're in April, and I've started reading the second Dune book. And then I thought to myself, I've never read the entire Bible. Like the Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible.
They're hotels.
And I'm going to tread very lightly here.
Okay.
There was a very excitable man that used to be a Facebook friend of mine that would, you know, from the mountaintop scream, it has to be the King James Bible or bad things will happen to you.
That was my father-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to do that. But then I was looking for them on Amazon. That's a good place to buy Bibles. Mm-hmm. And I saw one, the most highly rated, because there's different ratings. And I couldn't help but look at some of the lower rated Bibles. Like, what do you...
Wait, they rate?
They rate their Bibles.
Yeah, I want one of them five-star Bibles.
That's what I got. I got a five-star Bible.
This one, the pages don't turn quite as... They kind of stick together.
So this one has tons of footnotes and side stories and stuff. And so it has the...
Is it like a thesaurus?
The text of the original text, as it were, the King James text, is all in bold and everything. And then it has all these footnotes, and this appears here and that there, and paintings and pictures of the actual places.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. So I will tell you, you know, the Bible, I don't want to spoiler It starts with in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That there's like two or three lines is all that fits on that first page. And the rest is just like they have personality profiles of the major characters. Like there's a profile of Adam and it goes way out there. So you can read it from the standpoint of, I just want to read the text, mm-hmm. or if you want to learn more, or what did they mean when they said this word? You know, what does that mean in Greek? What does that mean in Hebrew?
Yeah.
All these fun things. So I'm like, this is great. I get to read this. And if I run into a section that I don't understand or I want more information, right there is a thing. So I get maybe three or four verses in. And I'm just noticing that there's all these little A's and little B's and go to this foot and go to that. And it started to get really annoying. It started what started out as a fun venture became stopping every three or four words with somebody that in my head is just this guy saying, I'm actually what they're saying here is. So well, then I have to go read the thing because I want to know what they're – I don't want to mess up this early in.
It reminds me of that scene in Sling Blade with Dwight Yoakam. This begat this and this begat that. Yeah. I don't understand none of
but
it.
But if you don't get the story right in the beginning, literally in the beginning, you're screwed through three books on down the line. You're not going to know what's going on.
Right.
So I'm like, I need to understand what's going on.
You need the cliff notes.
And then I read some of these footnotes. Now, I didn't have a problem with the actual text, but then there were a few things in the footnotes, and I'm like, I don't think that's what they meant. I think you're wrong, Mr. Scholar.
Oh.
I disagree with you.
Here we go.
On that was what was
from
meant.
The book from way down on the Amazon list.
Oh, no. This was the top. This is the top. This is a study Bible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So it's a. You didn't tell me it's a study
Bible. Because you were you're researching the.
The Bible.
When you first got into this, you went down.
You go to the bottom tier Bibles.
This is
going to
be funny.
You go to the bottom tier Bibles, and there's some. But I wanted to get a top tier good one.
I love how it's like, if you're looking for comedy, get this Bible. Because it's so hilarious. Anyway,
Amazon has a one star.
I only got like three or four chapters in, and I'm like, this is no way to read this thing. I can't read this like this. Every five words, I'm stopping. And actually, you know, this part of Greece had the best olives for the oil that was on the. I don't care. Yeah. You use the oil. It doesn't matter if it came from this tree or whatever. I've decided the way that I'm going through this thing is I'm going to read the original text.
Oh boy.
And reserve the right to have a problem with the footnote guy.
Okay.
Right? I think
it's
okay. Do you
know the footnote guy?
No, and that makes it easier to have a problem because I can imagine you know, him being a, you know, just a footnote guy. Uh-huh. I can disagree with him on some of things that he's saying, but still read the text as it was. And then if I get lost, if I get down this alley and I'm like, you know, it would help me to understand this better if I knew exactly what type of cranberry they're talking about here. I can look at the footnote
I'm not a Bible expert, but I don't remember cranberries.
I haven't made it that far.
Rhetorically speaking.
Okay,
yeah.
You know, I've skipped ahead.
Okay.
And they'll have, like, you know, there were a couple of battles. People fought a little bit in the Bible.
A little bit.
There were a little bit of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have maps of where this army was and where that. And I don't know how they got that from the original text. So I'm okay with maybe they were wrong about where they actually were. It doesn't seem to be cognizant or needed for what's in the actual text. So you have the opportunity to read the original text.
Mm-hmm.
The short version of this, Dave,
KJV.
Is there's no way I'm getting through this thing in April.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read books alongside
this. So you're going to like get four of them in?
Or? Yeah. I got to figure out the proper cadence. My plan is to get through it by the end of the year and then continue my one book per month. So the month now that I'm started reading the Bible, lo and behold, the book in Dune that I'm reading is called Messiah.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So I'm going to get confused, I think, at some point.
Sadly, everything I know about the Bible I learned from watching Pulp Fiction.
Several cuss words.
Yeah. You know. During the Ezekiel 25:17 part. Yeah.
Okay. So, Mike, what's happening? What book are you going to read after the Bible?
Whew.
Yeah, Mike, what's next on Mike's book club?
So, like I said, I'm going to read that all through the year. When I get to Revelations, I'm done with all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Where do you go from there?
I have so many books.
The Stand?
Yeah. I've actually read The Stand.
I have too.
It took me all summer long. It took me three or 4 months to read The Stand. It took me forever.
Yeah.
I did it. Because with my attention span, it was just impossible.
That one's a slow burn, too.
It was. But I'll tell you what. With The Stand, the chapter that they kind of brushed over in both of the miniseries that I've seen was the one chapter about the people who, spoiler alert, the people who passed away as a result of, but they weren't afflicted with the...
Captain Trips.
Is that what it's called?
That's the virus, yep.
Yeah, they didn't have Captain Trips. It was like there's this one guy, his wife and all his kids had passed away, and he was like freaked out, and he walked into his downstairs freezer, was looking for something. The door closed on him, and he couldn't get out, and he died in his freezer. And I had to set the book down because I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I seriously freaked out.
Oh, and thanks, Stephen.
I'm not claustrophobic. That's a bad way to go.
The most horrendous parts of Stephen King books are the side stories. If you've read It, so the main story.
I've read The Stand and I've read Gerald's Game. And after Gerald's Game, I swore I wouldn't read another Stephen King book.
The main story of It is one thing, but all the side stories.
Yeah.
And there's actually a new miniseries called Welcome to Derry. Probably on Amazon Prime because everything's on Amazon Prime now.
Yeah.
That is like the prequel to It. And if you read the book It, all those stories are in there. And they're downright terrifying.
Yeah.
So as I'm reading the Bible, I'll read these other books. So I'm going to get through Dune Messiah.
I don't know how you read one book and read another book at the same time. I can't even
effectively do that.
Right, because I don't have the brain capacity to really do it.
I probably don't either.
I can't watch two movies at the same time.
I'm saying what I'm attempting.
Yeah.
I will say that...
No, but because my wife, who thinks she's better than everybody else, can read. Oh, I love to read two or three books, and some days I don't know what I'm in the mood for. I'm like, you know what? Read one thing at a time. Quit showing off.
So if it's a different category, I think the Bible's in a different category than
really.
Dune. Yeah. So I think I can do that.
It could be argued.
You know what I mean? Or I can read a nonfiction book and a fiction book at the same time.
An argument could be made. It is a different type of book.
I will say, I know you haven't read Dune. Anyone out there listening to the show, I recommend reading the first Dune. Mm-hmm. It's more of a philosophy book than an actual novel. I mean, there's entire chapters where it's just like, this is amazing. It goes through like what the characters are thinking and really kind of blows your mind. The story ends much differently.
Honestly, the last time I read a book, I was reading David Sedaris.
Yeah.
And I was in my bedroom and I'm there and I'm reading and Libby walks in and she damn near dropped everything in her hands. What are you doing? What are you doing? She thought I was replaced with a clone.
You've read David Sedaris and the Canadian Mounted at this point.
Yes. You know English?
Yeah, I do.
So I brought it to the family.
The funny thing is I'm very good at reading.
Yeah.
I can read. I know all the words.
Yeah, yeah.
I can read very well.
And if you don't know them, I have the ability to sound them out.
Yes.
The kids laugh at me when I'm doing that. But in generally speaking, I can get the gist of the word out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I make up my own definitions.
Right.
But Kindle kind of ruined that. I quit reading books on Kindle because you can just tap the word and it tells you what it means.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I want to just make up my own definition. It makes a story you really don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know. When you don't understand the words.
That's where you got penultimately, isn't it?
That's how penultimate happened. But... So I brought up an idea to the family tonight at dinner.
Yeah.
Well, the family minus Andrew because he's working, because he's always working.
Right.
But the idea was, why don't we do a family book club? We'll pick a book in a month. Like, it'll be Bess's month. She makes us all read it. I'm sorry. She offers a book that we should read.
Read it!
And then I'll do it.
Offers replaces the word makes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and then we'll discuss it at the end of the month. And then and it's my turn, and then it's Charlie's turn, and it's Andrew's turn. So it serves a couple of purposes. One, it'll bring the family together. Mm-hmm. Two, you get to, this is what I enjoy. And three, you get to see what the other people in your family do. What's Charlie going to make us read?
Right.
What's Andrew going to make us read?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You know. So Bess was on board. She said, that sounds, and then in the middle of her saying what I expect was, that sounds like a good idea, Charlie said, nope.
Yeah,
we're not doing that.
Hey, it's Leslie Hull. I just wanted to say congratulations on your 200th episode. You guys are amazing. I don't know of two other guys that deserve it more. Every podcast is a feel-good podcast, and you have accomplished exactly what you wanted to, and that makes me so happy that that's happened for you too. And if you need to edit any of my English on here, Mike, be happy and go ahead and do it. I know you're dying to. LOL. Again, congratulations. Darren, who would have ever thought I would be sending you a message like this after our high school days? But I love you both. Have a great day and congrats.
One of my favorite things we did on the podcast was when you had Bring Your Daughter to Work Day, and Emma just tore into you. I thought that was lovely. I had a blast doing it.
Yeah.
That was great.
Hey, everybody. This is your announcer, Dave Lay. And all of us here at Irritable Dad Syndrome are proud once again to celebrate Bring Your Daughter to Work Day. So to help with this week's show, please welcome my daughter, Emma.
Oh my God, Dad, you're so embarrassing. For the 100th time, it's not Bring Your Daughter to Work Day, and I don't want to be on your stupid Irritable Dork Syndrome podcast with Beavis and Butthead. Is this what you call work? I mean, seriously. Is this what you do when you're not watching my soccer games? God, I hate you.
Okay. Now, back to the show.
So, Libby and I have started walking.
Okay.
We're trying to exercise more. We cleaned out our basement.
Yeah.
Okay. We have an unfinished part of the basement.
Uh-huh. You still got the drum kit in there?
We got drums and drums and more drums. We have so many drums.
I love the unfinished part of your basement.
Yeah.
Because there's so much storage there. It looks like it's ready to store stuff.
But we got rid of a bunch of stuff. We threw some stuff away. We donated some stuff.
Kids' pictures.
It's like, okay,
wedding dress.
That's how they looked at
with this.
Actually, we kept that.
Donate.
You know what, Libby wanted to sell that. I'm like, why? Keep that. So, but we
take it down to Trader's World. Yeah. Sell that. Get $20, $30 for that.
But we finally, there's a path you can actually get to. We have a treadmill.
Yeah,
we have an AB bench. We can do the sit-ups.
Okay.
And Jacob's got a weight bench in there, and there's a place to stretch, and there's a rowing thing.
Okay.
Anyway, so we can now exercise in our unfinished part of the basement because we can actually get into it. We couldn't for the longest time. Well, but it's getting nice outside. Yeah. So Libby and I have started walking, and what we'll do is we'll go, and there's a pond in our neighborhood, and we'll walk. The other night we walked, I think, 10 laps around the pond, and then we walked back home and got close to 7,000 steps. So we're trying to do this.
Do you walk that rabbit?
No, we don't walk. The rabbit won't walk on a leash. Yeah. No. Okay.
You have a rabbit.
We do have a rabbit, yes.
And his name?
Figgy.
Figgy.
Figgy the rabbit.
I see.
So we're walking, and
but instead of...
bring the beeps out.
Ig.
Where's the 1K tone?
Are we having one of those episodes? Is this going to be one of those where I can't finish the story, Mike? I let you tell your Bible story.
I wanted to make sure
Dave, I sat here patiently.
I just want to make sure Dave understood.
I sat here patiently and I let you tell your Bible story. I'm daddy's, the other dad's.
I'm not going to say anything else. I just want to make sure Dave's on board. He understands.
Well, I said the word 1K tone. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
1K tone?
What
are you talking about?
It's the beep.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
I will shut up.
It's 1,000 kilohertz. That's right.
So we're walking around the pond.
Yes.
And there are these kids and they're fishing in the pond. Okay. And Libby said, that looks like fun. And I said, that doesn't look like fun at all. And she says, what's your problem with fishing? And she forgot that when I was a kid, my cousin David and my brother, we were in Lafayette and we went fishing. And I was a kid. I was like 5, and I had zero interest in fishing. Yeah. And I had this toy that my cousin bought me at a convenience store. And I'm sitting there on the bank, and I'm playing. It was an Incredible Hulk. I'm playing with the little Incredible Hulk. My cousin David threw the reel back. Okay. And the hook, it went across my glasses, into my cheek, into my mouth.
Mm.
A hook went into my mouth.
Mm.
Okay?
And he caught you.
He did. He caught me. I'm screaming.
Did he throw you back?
He picked me up and carried me as fast as he could to this. There was like this pizza place nearby.
Oh, okay.
And the guy's like, what in the hell is going on? Oh, boy. And they call an ambulance. Ambulance comes. Yeah. Actually, a police officer came.
What are you doing during this? Are you
screaming?
Okay. All right.
I am screaming, crying, bleeding from the cheek.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the hook, hook is actually inside your mouth.
Inside the mouth.
It's through.
Yeah. Inside the cheek. So a police officer comes, nicest police officer I'd heretofore had ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop said, if I don't cry, he will buy me an ice cream cone. Okay. They take me to the hospital.
Haven't you earned an ice cream cone?
I was about to say,
jeez.
You know what? Thinking about that now, it's like, yeah, I should have got one. Although it's just going to come out of the hole in my mouth. But he says, I'm going to get you an ice cream cone. Okay. So he was nice, calmed me down. They took me to the hospital. My parents showed up, and David and my brother thought they were dead because they had taken me to the hospital. Nobody was in trouble or whatever. They clipped it, got the hook out, no problem. It didn't even leave a scar. Okay. But the thing was, it went right across my glasses.
Yeah.
It would have taken out my eye.
What?
My eye. And granted, it's my lazy eye. So, I mean, yeah, I'd have a patch or whatever to this day, or a glass eye like Thor.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be kind of cool, yeah.
Patch, yeah.
But I was like, and ever since then, I have zero interest in fishing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go fishing at all. Yeah. And I think I may be the only person who ever lost an eye, almost, fishing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't like fishing.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's my fishing story.
I get fishing.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it.
Intellectually.
I enjoyed fishing.
Yeah. There are people who love
it. Back in the day when you were a kid?
It's relaxing. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, I do have one memory. My dad had what was apparently an exceptionally expensive rod. And I was
If you could holding, rephrase that, please.
Yeah. Fishing rod. Okay. I was.
That stays in.
That's what she said.
I was holding it. He was getting something. And it went down. I dropped it into the lake that we were at, or whatever river.
Pond.
And he dove in for it.
Uh-huh.
And I never understood that.
Right.
Because why would you? Because I was like, oh, good.
Well, it's like gone. A fiberglass, one of these big fancy.
I don't know. I was a little kid. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, apparently it was, you know, I was trying to put myself in his place. And I was like, well, maybe if we were out fishing and my kids brought along my computer and just dumped it in the water, I would dive down and get that thing.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But never did like it. And then I kind of feel bad because, you know, the kids have said a couple times, Daddy, let's go fishing. I'm like, no.
Andrew really liked going fishing. We went fishing, I think, a couple times with the scouts. And I think Charlie said he would like to go fishing.
Yeah.
So when we go visit the cousins, Bess's sister and they have a pond on their property, and they'll fish sometimes there.
That's where they killed the chicken.
Yeah, that's where Bob the chicken met his demise.
How did Bob taste?
I didn't taste Bob. I have a problem tasting something that was named.
Are you a fan of Irritable Dad Syndrome? Then show your support by wearing a stylish Irritable Dad Syndrome t-shirt. Our shirts are designed with three of our most famous, hilarious catchphrases. You need to learn more words? Put the thing on the thing, and in my defense, I thought it was funny. They come in a variety of sizes and colors. If you're a guy, women will see this shirt and instantly want to go out with you. So be the envy of all your friends and buy one today. Irritable Dad Syndrome t-shirts, available now at irritabledadsyndrome.com.
Oh, by the way, all through the episode tonight, we've had a few of our patrons leave us nice congratulation messages. Yeah. So thank you for that. Mike Chisholm, fan of the show. I don't know why he asked this, but he asked the question, if you could pick one movie, would it be Ghostbusters or Back to the Future?
One movie to keep.
One movie to keep.
And then presumably the other one goes away forever.
The other one goes away forever.
Ghostbusters.
You would keep Ghostbusters?
I keep Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Dave?
I can't believe the effects hold up that well.
You know what? You're right.
I Stay Puft, the Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
The delivery.
The delivery. Yes. That's what I was going to say. That was amazing.
Because I just watched the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man part again just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that Dan Aykroyd is just
Yeah.
It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yep.
You know, and Bill Murray, what did you do, Ray? You know, nobody steps on a church in my town. You know, there's so many.
Well, my favorite line is, it's true. This man has no. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a different. I saw it in the theaters as a kid. My mom took too. Me to go see it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was good on one level. Mm-hmm. And then watching it as an adult, I didn't realize how much innuendo and all that stuff was in Bill Murray's performance. And everything that they were doing. And, it's just a great movie.
It's an amazing movie.
Yeah. So is Back to the Future.
Yes.
But if I had to only pick one, I'm taking that one with me.
Honestly like the toughest of all of those. Usually I can look at those and three actors have to go him, and absolutely him.
Yeah.
But I was really, really torn by this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very tough call.
So,
because Back to the Future, I mean, God, Michael J. Fox was just absolutely the best in that.
So what
the chemistry with him and Christopher Lloyd together?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And you know that was done on a break from Family Ties.
He would record Family Ties during the day and then shoot Back to the Future at night.
Well, you know more about it than I do.
Well, there's a great documentary about Michael J. Fox on Apple Plus.
Really?
Yeah. And they made you as a production guy, as an editor, would love how they did this, because they took a bunch of unused footage from his films and used that as like B-roll to kind of piece things together, the scenes. It's a really good documentary.
And he was not the original choice.
Right? No, Eric Stoltz was the original choice.
And they actually filmed the movie with Eric Stoltz.
They filmed for like a month, and then it just wasn't working.
Yeah,
and you can find his scenes.
Yeah. There's a couple. side by side. There's the diner scene was completed.
Yes.
And
at
first glance, I mean, I was like, "That's Michael." No, that's not Michael J.
Yeah. You
know, they're similar.
Yeah.
Back to the Future, episode 1 and 3 were great. 2, not so much.
I think Back to the Future 3 was the worst.
I've only
of the
seen
trilogy.
It once. I've seen 1 a million times, and 2 half as much.
2 was a mind screw. Absolute. Right, I mean, totally. The way they went back and then they came back and it was the alternate future. Yeah. And it was just so extremely well done.
Colder than a well digger's ass down here. I don't know.
Yeah.
3. I just don't remember 3. There was a train.
Yeah.
And Mary Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen was in it. And there was the Old West. Yep. And she fell in love with Doc Brown. He stayed in the past. Yeah.
And Biff had a black hat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Marty McFly was in that one.
Now, I will say that Ghostbusters 2 is not nearly as good as the original Ghostbusters.
I have 1 and 2 on DVD, and I haven't seen 2 in forever.
But the giant flop was...
With the women.
With the ladies.
Yeah, the female Ghostbusters.
But was it actually connected to the series, or was it a reboot?
I don't think it was.
I mean, they bought the horsepower.
I don't think it was part of the timeline.
Well, there's actresses that actually are really good comedic actors.
Yeah, Kate McKinnon.
Okay, so how did that go wrong?
Oh, I hated it. I didn't want to watch it. And then Jacob wanted to, and God, let's let the kids watch something. Jesus. So he's watching it, and I tried, and I gave it a good 10 minutes, and it was just horrible.
Well, just like the script, or?
It just everything. It just was not good.
Man.
Yeah. It wasn't funny. It was, all the jokes felt forced.
But what we're really, because I thought about this question today, and I thought, when my kids, the new Ghostbusters movie came out, and we still haven't seen Afterlife.
No, I haven't either.
And part of it is, I'm not one of those guys that's like, I'm not going to go see the new movie, but it's not Bill Murray and those guys. It's not Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
I've said it. I mean,
Bill Murray's in the new one.
Well, in this new one that just came out.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Afterlife one. Is he in that one too? The Paul Rudd?
Spoiler alert, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. The last
that's the
one
that flopped?
It didn't flop.
Well, I heard it did.
Well, there was Ghostbusters 3 with the
chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, that one was horrible.
Yeah.
And it flopped.
Yes, that one had Thor.
There's been 2 since then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, we haven't watched them, and I kind of wanted to see the new one in the theater, and I'm like, let's watch Ghostbusters. And the kids, no, that's boring, and I don't want to watch that. I almost kicked him out of the house. Nobody disses Ghostbusters in my house.
Yeah.
And then when I saw this question from Mike Chisholm, I was like, I have to pick Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That created a real problem with me.
Now, and how does that relate to you reading the Bible?
Thou shalt not bust ghosts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But then
there's a title.
We were watching Back to the Future, and the kids were a little bit too young for us to be watching it.
There's a lot of language in that.
There's a lot of language in it. And we kind of stopped it halfway through, and I remember thinking, I don't know that the kids are going to find this that funny anyway.
Yeah.
But Ghostbusters, I was like, yeah. So, and then we brought up Beetlejuice. I was like, let's watch Beetlejuice with the kids. And then Charlie, I think it was Charlie, I don't want to throw him under the bus, but one of our kids said, I don't know if I want to watch that. I'm like, you now we're messing with Michael Keaton.
You're sleeping in the car.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you didn't see the last Ghostbusters with Paul Rudd.
No, I haven't seen that yet. No.
I don't want to spoil it.
We talked about it on the show.
There's a scene where I almost teared up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I saw the trailer for the new one, and I saw Bill Murray in them.
Yes.
And I almost teared up just from that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on our 200th episode. We really appreciate everything that you do. We appreciate you listening. We want you to tell all your friends about it, and hopefully we'll do 200 more episodes.
If you're listening to us on Apple, leave a review. Apparently that, does really good things.
It does. Yeah. It really, really does. It helps us get things
exposed more. And the reviews automatically show up on our website, so you get a little bit of fame out of it too.
Yeah.
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 As it were.
Exactly.
Hmm. You've been listening to the Irritable Dad Syndrome, and boy do I have to pee.
Thank you, Dave. All right, guys, we're going to head out. We hope to see you next week on Irritable Dad Syndrome.
I didn't write this down. I need to do that. I had no prepared material.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Irritable Dad Syndrome is a Mike Odell, Darren Cox production.
Can you say the word poop again?
Poop.
Oh, my gosh. Well, OMG. Yeah. And we put gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah. Goodness. That's exactly right.
Oh, my
golly. Oh, my golly gosh darn.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like if you think, hey, tell the story about the time you stubbed your toe on the turtle's ass. Stubbed toe on turtle's ass, boom, it'll pop up the episode.
Yep.
More than a few seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I like to hear myself when I'm on the John, because I'm funny that way.
Go that way, really fast. If something gets in your way, turn.
You know, if I was the last person on Earth, some moron would turn left in front of me.
A friend's a guy who will help you move. A best friend's a guy who will help you move a body.
After the first 5 minutes, 80% of the audience understood 40% of what you're saying. 5 minutes later, 30% of the audience remembers 7% of what you're saying. And 90% were actively engaged in sexual fantasies.
I'm not great at the advice. Can I interest you in a sarcastic comment?
I go into the bookstore, I ask the clerk, can you tell me where the self-help section is? And she said, why don't you try to find that yourself?
What in the hell kind of sales approach is that? You boys couldn't sell a dollar for 50 cents.
After I've had too much whiskey, I cook myself a large flank steak, pan-fried in salted butter. I eat that, put on a pair of wet socks, and go to sleep.
You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
We know better than to come out of a movie theater with our girl and just say something like, you know, baby, that Sigourney Weaver is a sexy woman. Because we know later that night we're going to be sitting at home eating meatloaf and go, hon, you know, this meatloaf is a little dry. Oh, well, why don't you have Sigourney Weaver make you a meatloaf then?
Well, it was about that time that I noticed this Girl Scout was about 8 stories tall and was a crustacean from the Pleiadora girl.
The Loch Ness Monster.
I said, damn it, monster, get off my lawn.
Hello, this is Chris Hughes. I want to congratulate Dave Lay and Mike Odell on 200 wonderful episodes of Irritable Dad Syndrome. And thank you so much, Mike, for unbanning me after all those episodes. And congratulations to you too, Darren, whatever.